The winter snow still lay thick over the frozen ground, and the cold wind whistled through the bare limbs of the trees. Even the new sun felt cold to the little birds who huddled together in the trees to stay warm.
"The wizard isn't awake yet, is he?"
asked a tiny chickadee.
"No! The door to his house is still closed!"
A blue jay cocked her head and stared down at the hill in the meadow below.
"I haven't seen so much as a hair of his beard at the window either! I wish the maiden would awake! Then we would know when spring will soon arrive!"
The chickadee fluffed his feathers as he looked off across the snow-covered fields. A gray squirrel suddenly poked his head out of a hole in the tree and chattered at the birds in a grumbling voice.
"What's all the noise out here?"
he asked.
"I'm trying to sleep, you silly birds!"
"The wizard is still asleep, and the maiden hasn't awakened yet,"
the chickadees answered all at one time.
"Perhaps there will be no spring this year."
The blue jay flew to a limb near the squirrel and looked at him with her black eyes.
"Nonsense,"
the squirrel answered as he squeezed out of his hole to sit on a bare branch.
"Spring always comes."
He rubbed the sleep from his eyes, then fluffed his tail with his paws.
"We're so hungry,"
chirped the chickadees.
"If the maiden does not wake up soon, we will starve."
The squirrel cocked his head, listening for the sweet song of the maiden as she calls everything in the forest to begin waking up. He heard nothing but the whistle of the cold wind and the rattle of the bare tree branches.
"This is the right time of year for the maiden to wake and the young Sun King to dance through a forest,"
the squirrel said. He scratched his head as he thought.
"I'll go wake the wizard and ask him if he knows why the maiden still sleeps."
The squirrel dashed down the tree trunk and jumped out across the snow in long leaps. He ran across the ground until he reached the rocks surrounding the hidden door to the wizard's home. He stopped and listened, but he heard no movement within the hill house.
"Wake up! Wake up, wizard!"
The squirrel pounded on the door.
"Sleepy old wizard!"
he grumbled to himself.
"We need your help!"
He pounded again on the door with both paws. Green Leaf, the little gnome wizard, stirred restlessly in his downy bed. Someone was pounding on his door, making a terrible racket that echoed through the rooms and halls of his snug little hill house. He opened one eye and looked around the room. One beam of pale sunlight crept through a crack in the shutters and lit up the face of the strange clock beside the wizard's bed. Instead of hours and minutes, the clock face had names of seasonal festivals. Imok, spring equinox, Beltane, summer solstice, Lunasa, autumn equinox, Samhain, and winter solstice. Greenleaf yawned, then opened both eyes to stare at the clock.
"It's Imok,"
he said as he sat up suddenly in bed.
"I've overslept! Oh my!"
The little gnome wizard scrambled out of his warm nest of blankets and hurriedly dressed. The pounding on his door kept banging through the hill house.
"I'm coming!"
Greenleaf shouted as he hopped toward the door, pulling on his boots. He fumbled with the lock, finally opening the little door.
"The maiden is still asleep!"
exclaimed the squirrel.
"There are no lambs in the field. The young Sun King hasn't arrived. Hurry, wizard, hurry!"
Greenleaf sighed as he put on his heavy green cloak and his tall, pointed red hat. With his wooden staff in one hand, he trudged out into the snow and headed off for the thickest part of the forest. Soon he was deep inside the bare tree trunks and snow-covered firs and pines.
"I wish the maiden would sleep in the same place each year,"
he grumbled. But he knew she didn't. It was his job, each Imok, to find her sleeping place and wait there until the young Sun King arrived. Greenleaf searched and searched for the sleeping maiden, until at last he found her curled up in the shelter of a hawthorn thicket. She looks so beautiful, her long hair falling down over her arms, that Greenleaf couldn't be grumpy anymore. He smiled, then raised his arms and began to sing his Imhoff greeting to the Sun King. The forest suddenly lit up with brilliant sunbeams as the young Sun King danced through the trees toward the gnome. The glow about him was so bright that Greenleaf had to squint his eyes to see.
Blessed Imhoff, Greenleaf.
The deep voice and the loving smile of the Sun King warmed the little gnome wizard.
Blessed Imhoff, Lord,
Greenleaf answered as he bowed to the Sun King.
I thought I was late.
No, my little friend. Everything in the world knows when Imhoff comes. All the animals, plants, and even gnomes.
The Sun King's smile lit up the trees around them.
Awake, my lady,
he said as he knelt to kiss the sleeping maiden. The maiden sat up, stretched her arms, and smiled.
It is time for all the world to wake, she said.
And the Sun King nodded as he helped her to her feet. They went off together through the forest, dancing to awaken the life energy of the earth. As Greenleaf trudged back through the snow to his hill home, he could still hear the wake-up song of the maiden and feel it spread out throughout the world. Around him, the life energy in the trees began to stir. Deep in the ground, he could feel the little burrowing creatures starting to wake from their winter sleep. The gnome wizard crossed the meadow where the sheep were and found the first of the newborn wobbly-legged spring lambs blinking in the sunlight.
Welcome to the world,
Greenleaf said to the little lamb.
Soon everything will be wide awake and growing. The grass will be sweet and green, and you will have other little lambs to play with.
The lamb and its mother looked at the gnome wizard and blinked their eyes.
Yes, the life energy from the maiden is once more running through the world, making everything new,
Greenleaf said as he tramped down the path to his house. Suddenly, he felt energy flowing through his own body. He leaped into the air and clicked his heels together in joy.
The maiden is awake,
he shouted to the squirrel and the birds waiting for him near his door. Greenleaf went back inside his hill house and hung his cloak and hat.
Now I'm going to have a cup of tea, then go back to bed and have a nap until spring equinox.
And that little gnome wizard did just that.